USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on the Georgia Senate runoffs today. No candidate in either of Georgia's Senate races won a majority of the vote November 3rd, triggering the runoff for both seats. The Republican candidates with their messages.
Are you ready to show America that Georgia's a red state? Georgia, we have to hold the line.
This is the last line of defense against this radical socialist agenda. You heard Joe Biden just today say that this is a generational election. What does he mean by that? Well, it's exactly what Chuck Schumer said. Take Georgia and change America.
The polls in Georgia will close this evening at 7 p.m. local time. The Portland Police Bureau said Monday that a cleaning crew's mistake likely led to the escape of 24-year-old David Dahlin. He's charged with attempted murder and is accused of ramming a police officer with a car last month. Dahlin was being detained when cleaning crews opened the door to his holding room. The worker closed it, realizing the room was occupied, but the door did not latch properly. The manhunt continues. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
So, your National Football League team didn't make it to the postseason. One Las Vegas Raider learned the hard way what not to do. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has more.
Raiders running back Josh Jacobs received minor injuries, arrested on suspicion of drunken driving after a pre-dawn single-vehicle crash Monday near McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas. A Las Vegas police report said the 22-year-old Jacobs taken to hospital for treatment of a cut on his forehead after an airbag deployed when the 2019 Acura NSX sports car he was driving crashed into a tunnel wall at the Las Vegas airport. Police at the scene determined the 5'10", 220-pound Jacobs, impaired by alcohol, blood was drawn at the hospital. Lab results could take several weeks. Meanwhile, Jacobs was booked at the Clark County Jail on a misdemeanor driving under the influence charge and released without bail. I'm Wyatt Cox.
The Raiders finished the season 8-8. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Although she is gravely ill, model actress Tanya Roberts is still alive. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox reports.
Despite earlier reports to the contrary, actress Tanya Roberts did not die on Sunday. That according to a new statement obtained by TMZ. Roberts' rep Michael Pingle explains that Roberts' domestic partner Lance O'Brien was contacted by Cedars-Sinai Medical Center on Monday morning to inform him that she, yes, was still alive. Lance had believed she passed on Sunday night, at which point he passed along the news to Roberts' rep Pingle, who confirmed it to the media. Roberts is 65. She was hospitalized in Los Angeles after collapsing on Christmas Eve and was placed on a ventilator. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Tanya remains hospitalized at Cedars-Sinai in Southern California. The final count of the electoral votes in the 2020 presidential election takes place Wednesday. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz explains his objections.
11 senators that we put out yesterday that we will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of frauds. I think we can do that. We can do it promptly. We can do it in 10 days before the inauguration, but I think we have an obligation to the voters and we have an obligation to the Constitution to ensure that this election was lawful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.